Joined by Larry O'Shea, media officer with Motorsport Ireland, and Art McCarrick, who's the sporting manager. We'll start off with yourself, Larry. You're here in service over the weekend. We have the Motorsport Ireland stand. You've been giving away a few giveaways. Just your impressions of how the whole weekend has gone.
Yeah, we're absolutely delighted with the weekend. We've got to meet so many people. Amazed, really, by the crowds here. It's my first time coming to Donegal International, and I've always heard of how big the rally is, but when you get to see it yourself, it really opens your eyes. It's great for the local area to be able to draw in such a massive amount of people. Yeah. I think it's a big boost for Letterkenny.
Yeah. And Art, you know, we've had people coming here all day yesterday, all day today, and I suppose one thing you notice that a lot of families as well, and the next generation are getting a taste of it.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's important that they get a taste for the right thing, and that's why, you know, all weekend, in conjunction with An Garda Síochána, we've really been pushing to keep the race in its place message, because to maybe the uninitiated that's here this weekend, they might associate lots of other periphery stuff around the town with the sport, which it isn't. We want to emphasise that what we do is very safe and controlled and regulated, and to keep the race in its place. So it's fantastic to get that message across to fans, young and old. It's one of those events that always attracts people year after year, and it's easy to see why, and especially when the sun is shining.
Especially when the sun is shining like it is today, with the rain in Inishowen on day one, and it was the opposite, but typical Irish summer, I suppose. The fact that it is a three-day event, I mean, logistically, this is an enormous thing to organise.
Huge. You know, the work that clubs put in, our sport is built entirely on volunteers. People sometimes forget that, you know. And the level of planning, you know, there's a massive service area here. They had a whole different service area up in Cairndonna on Friday. You know, 10 different stage locations throughout the county, all the marshals that requires that need to be fed and put up for the weekend and everything like that, and also that people can enjoy their hobby. And this isn't a professional sport. There's no prize money here at the end of the day, you know, but the level of professionalism within it, you'd almost class them as professional amateurs, you know.
And Larry, just bringing you back in again, Donegal a hotbed for the sport, of course, and a lot of young and up-and-coming drivers, Ryan McHugh, Kyle McBride, people like them, and little wonder, given the interest.
Yeah, like you said, it's an absolute hotbed for it, definitely up here in the Northwest. It's great to see those young lads coming through. The Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy is something that they're all a part of. It's a great way of getting young guys up the ladder and getting them out even onto the European stage, and showcasing the talent that we have here, because we have some of the best drivers in the world here, and we need to get them out around Europe more if we can.
And just finally, I was mentioning there, it's a three-day event. So much can happen over the 3 days, as we've seen, but, you know, that's what makes it so exciting and makes this rally so special, the only three-day event of its kind in the country.
Yeah, it's they always say it's a marathon, not a sprint, but I think it's kind of both here, to be honest. The pace is so high here that you can't afford to come off it. It's an absolute credit to them lads that they're able to hold that for 3 days. I compete myself, and I know how intense it is to get you a day of rallying. So to get you three, they really are something special.